Be yourself. Religions usually center around the idea of salvation, which means to be saved. When one speaks of being saved, there must be two factors, one who saves and one who is saved. This is the general concept in most religions. In such religions, there is a dualistic approach in which one says petitionary prayers to some external power in order to be saved. The way you are saved is that God saves you. It is believing in a prayer of, please save me, or please help me. Buddhism has a totally different approach. In Buddhism, there is no dichotomy of saver and saved. The term salvation or being saved does not apply in the way of Buddhism. Instead, Buddhism talks of enlightenment. Enlightenment means to enlighten oneself, to find out that you are you. To become yourself is true salvation. When you really become yourself, there is fulfillment, realization, and satisfaction. Buddhist teachings all deal with how to become you, yourself. This you is a great problem. Who are you? You will not find the answer outside of yourself. You must look into yourself. You can come to the center of yourself and here find and realize your true self. Some people may interpret this as a selfish, self-centered approach. It does sound egotistical to say the Buddhist way is to realize that I am I. However, this I is not the ego self. It is the true self. Actually, a better way to express this is to say that this I is beyond the dualism of ego self and true self. There are no two I's. The I that is realized is where the ego self and the true self really become one. It is when all things come from within. There is no regret in such an absolute subjective way of life. If you are moved by external things, then surely there will be regret. Buddha taught that you must become you. All his teachings center around this finding yourself. By being yourself, you truly actualize what you are. You have to look into yourself and be yourself. When one realizes his true self, he will be able to see how others are truly themselves too. This holds not only for other people, but for all other things in nature. When I see a pine tree on a cliff, summit, or whatever location, its true self shines forth. The pine tree stands stately as a pine tree against all kinds of wind and weather. I say to the pine tree, oh, you stand there under the scorching sun against the freezing north wind. You are always there, never escaping. You are a courageous pine tree, and you give me inspiration and courage. The pine tree becomes my teacher. In feeling, we hug each other and become good friends. So it is with everything else. We all have to be ourselves. By becoming ourselves, we realize the oneness of all things. By realizing this state of understanding, there results communication on a higher level of life with other people, pine trees, bamboo, stones, or whatever it is. There is a very sweet and harmonious sharing of life, a oneness, a real hugging of life. Whether it is between people or other things in nature, we become one in a state of true life.